Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Great to have you here on this Thursday. We've been listening to a series all week by Derek Prince on Steps to Revival, and in the first 3 days, he's spoken to us about love as a precondition to revival. Well, today, he turns to treating a topic that I find fascinating because I have seen it illustrated in my study of history. He's going to talk about a thing called the prayer of desperation. I can tell you that God responds to the prayers of people who are desperate for Him, who have come to the end of their own soul's resources, who are desperate for change, their family, their nation, desperate for change in the earth. And out of those prayers, out of that cry to God, revival comes because a loving God hears their prayer. That's what Derek's going to be talking about today. Now, if you've missed the other three teachings, you can certainly get them on DerekPrince.org. But let's now listen as Derek Prince teaches us on the steps to revival.
A little while back in the United States, I was teaching a series of 6 messages on Israel, past, present, and future. And the last 2 messages were called Glimpses of the Future. They were an attempt to present out of Scripture what still lies ahead for Israel as they have returned to their own land. And I had come to Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, which is the climax. It's the return of Messiah in glory. That's the climax of Israel's history. I actually have a list of 16 prophecies concerning Israel, of which 13 have already been fulfilled. And there remain only 3 to be fulfilled, and the last one is the return of Messiah. And I always tell people, if 13 out of 16 have been fulfilled, that's more than 80%. It is not unreasonable to expect the remaining 20% to be fulfilled. We're not fanatics. We're reasonable people. I would say it is unreasonable to refuse to accept the probability that the remaining 3 prophecies will be fulfilled. So now I'm going to read to you from Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. And these words are addressed to Jerusalem. You need to understand that. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil or your plunder will be divided in your midst. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. Did you hear that? It's pretty close to happening. It could happen within a few months at any time if the United Nations made certain decisions. It would be fulfilled. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses plundered, and the women raped. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Yes. When Jesus went up to heaven, where did he go from? The Mount of Olives. And 2 angels told the disciples, this same Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. He went from the Mount of Olives. He went in the clouds. He's coming back in the clouds. And his feet are going to stand on the Mount of Olives. And there is going to be a great earthquake. And the mountain is going to be divided into 2, half going north and half going south. Now, I spent my last year of military service in a British hospital on the Mount of Olives at a point which I believe is the exact point where the mountain will be divided, because it's an earthquake area. There was an earthquake there in 1923 which so severely damaged one of the towers of the building that nobody is allowed up it. So for me, this is extremely vivid. I can almost see it in my mind's eye as I talk about it. Now, sometimes the Lord speaks to me while I'm speaking to people. And here I was preaching this message, but something was going on in my mind. And it was this, in a sense. If the Lord intends to intervene on behalf of the Jewish people in the city of Jerusalem, why will he let half the city go into captivity? The houses be plundered and the women raped. Why wouldn't he do it before that happened? And this was going on in my mind while I was preaching it. And I thought I got the answer. Because the Lord will not intervene until his people have reached a moment of total desperation. When they come to the point where they know there is absolutely no other hope and no other source of help but God and the Messiah, then he will intervene. And I saw that as a principle, that many times God will not intervene until we come to the point of desperation. And then I said something that surprised me, and I said, that's what salvation is. Salvation is taking advantage of the only hope that you have of escaping from hell. There is no other way of escape but to turn to Jesus, who died on your behalf.
Amen.
And if you don't take that, you're lost.
That's right.
And then it wasn't by any means an evangelistic service, but I said, I believe there's somebody here who needs to make that decision tonight.
Amen.
And immediately a young woman came forward, stood right in front of me, and gave her heart to the Lord at that point.
Hallelujah.
And two other men followed later. And dear friends, I want to say to you tonight, that's what salvation is. It's the only way of escape from a lost eternity, from something so terrible that the human mind cannot even comprehend it. And there is no other way. And you don't know, none of you know, none of us know, how much longer we may have. God could withdraw the breath from your body tonight. You might never awake to see the new day. Friends, it is urgent. It is desperate to get saved, to escape hell. Not many people talk about hell today, but hell is very, very real. And it's very close. You just close your eyes in death and you find yourself in hell. So the principle that I want to bring out to you tonight is there are certain things that God will only do when we come to the moment of desperation.
You know, let's take a moment and apply this to our own situation today in our generation with the things that we're seeing in the news. We are in circumstances that no one but God can deliver us from. We are desperate whether we realize that we're desperate or not. Who can bring peace to the world? Who can end global international terrorism? Who can provide for the youth? Who can make the changes that are needed in our world? Only Jesus Christ. This prayer of desperation must become our prayer. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Most believers know that fasting is beneficial and can make fresh spiritual power available in times of need. But very few know why. Here's good news. Derek Prince, widely known for his deep insights on the power and practice of fasting, reveals those insights in his powerful little book, How to Fast Successfully. Inside, you'll discover the spiritual truths behind the why, when, and how of fasting. And you'll find practical instruction for releasing the power of fasting in your own life. Call now to receive your copy of How to Fast Successfully. Absolutely free. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Through fasting, you'll hear God's voice more clearly, be more effective in prayer, and see breakthroughs in hard-to-overcome habits. Call now to get your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Good to have you back with us. We've been listening to a series on Steps to Revival by Derek Prince. He spoke about love the first 3 days of this week, and now he's turned to a very important prayer that's described in the Bible, the prayer of desperation. He's going about to talk to us about the Hebrew word that means a desperate call for help, and about the way that great saints of old have issued great cries of desperation, and God has answered. Let's listen now as Derek talks to us about the prayer of desperation.
Isaiah, the 30th chapter, and reading verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 30, verses 18 and 19. Therefore the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you. And therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. The Lord is waiting till he can have mercy on you, till we meet the conditions. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For the people, that's Israel, shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you. At the sound of your cry, when he hears it, he will answer. What is he waiting for? The sound of our cry. And I think you'll find the NIV says your cry for help. The Hebrew word sa'aka means a desperate call for help. It's the shout of a man who's drowning and going down for the third time. And he cries out, help! And God is waiting for his people to come to that point. And then I was led to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Who was it who was saying to us tonight that Deuteronomy is such a wonderful book? Was it you? Yeah, well it is. You're right. Deuteronomy 32. Now this is amazing, because before Israel ever entered the land of Canaan, Moses told them all that would happen to them. And he told them that they would be unfaithful to God, turn to idolatry, and ultimately driven out of the land and spend many, many years in exile. God told them all that before they ever went in. And here is some of what God says concerning the final crisis in the history of Israel. Now, I want to say I don't believe that the church is Israel. The church is the church, and Israel is Israel. And if you ever get confused, you'll be confused for a long while. But God's dealings with Israel as a nation are a pattern of the way he deals with other nations and with individuals. So there are countless lessons to learn from God's dealings with Israel. And here is what Moses told Israel as they were gathered on the east side of the Jordan just before they went over. In Deuteronomy 32, verses 23 through 27. God has already told them that they're going to go into idolatry and be totally unfaithful. And then he says, and these are terrible words, I will heap disasters upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. I will also send against them the teeth of beasts with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword shall destroy outside. There shall be terror within. For the young man and virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs. I have said, I will dash them in pieces. I will make the memory of them to cease from among men. Now listen, had I not feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, lest they should say, our hand is high, and it is not the Lord who has done all this. God says, for the honor of my name, I'm going to intervene, because otherwise your enemies will think that they are the ones who've brought all this disaster upon you. And then further, in verses 36 through 38, it's all part of the same vision, for the Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants. I'd like to say something. In dealing with people, I've discovered there's a difference between compassion and sympathy. A lot of people come for counseling because they want sympathy. God does not offer you sympathy. Sympathy says, poor you, nobody's treating you right. I don't think God is even treating you right. Compassion says, I'm very sorry for you, but you need to change. That's the difference. And if you're not prepared to change, don't come for counseling. Verses 36 through 38. For the Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is no one remaining, bond or free. You see the same principle? God will not intervene until he sees the power of his people has gone. Then he will say, where are their gods? The rock in which they sought refuge, which ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise and help you and be your refuge. Then he says, now see that I, even I, am he. and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Nor is there anyone who can deliver from my hand. We have to come to see the total omnipotence and sovereignty of God and our total need of His mercy. There is no other hope for anybody here tonight. There is no other hope for the nation of Britain but in the mercy of God. Then God goes on to say, He will avenge those who've persecuted His people. Yes. And that's a very large number of people. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 43, He says, Rejoice, O nations, or Gentiles, with His people, that's Israel, for He will avenge the blood of His servants and render vengeance to His adversaries. He will provide an atonement for His land and His people.
I want to read to you a sentence that Derek just spoke because it's really a key for transformation in our lives, our families, and our communities. He said, God will not intervene until He sees the power of His people, or He sees that the power of His people has gone. What he means is, as long as the people are relying on their own strength, their own power, their own resources, God will withhold revival. But when the people are desperate, when they're hungry for Him, that's when God responds. Let's be that desperate, hungry people. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
What stands between you and your God-given dreams? What hinders you from walking out God's purpose for your life? The world constantly distracts us, taking our focus off of the things of God. But no distraction is greater than God's desire to restore us to a place of peace and purpose. In his classic book, The Doorway to Restoration, Derek Prince dissipates the distractions to reveal God's wonderful doorway to a powerful, purpose-filled life. To order your copy of The Doorway to Restoration for only $9.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. You can walk through God's doorway to restoration. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us. I hope you've been with us all day as we've been talking about the prayer of desperation and its connection to revival. Derek had already been talking to us in the three previous days of this week about the love of God in connection to revival. And if you've missed any of this, you can go on the website, derekprince.org. But this is such a powerful teaching, and we're so desperate in our world today. Maybe the need is for the church to issue that cry, that desperate cry, that God answers with revival. Let's listen as Derek talks to us about the prayer of desperation.
Brothers and sisters, there's something in the heart of every one of us that cries out for justice. And often we look at the situation in the world and we say there isn't any justice. People get away with all sorts of crimes. They mistreat people. They oppress people. But I want to tell you, there is justice.
Yes.
Justice is coming.
Yes,
God will avenge His people.
Yes.
He will avenge all those who've been mistreated and unjustly treated. We need to see that. The world is full of wickedness. Would you agree with that tonight?
Yes,
and I want to tell you, in my opinion, it's going to get much fuller yet. Iniquity is going to increase to a degree that we can hardly dare to imagine. We need to know what's God's attitude. We need to know how to respond to the increase of evil, violence, cruelty, immorality, pornography, every kind of filthy, evil thing that has been increasing in this nation for the last 50 years, and I've witnessed it. It's going to go on increasing. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And you say, well, Brother Prince, you're a pessimist. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. There's a difference. I'm not a pessimist because you know what I believe? Soon and very soon,
amen,
we'll see the King.
See the King.
I think that's the only realistic source of hope there is. Man has been trying to straighten himself out for thousands of years, and his condition today is worse than it's ever been. To my way of thinking, it is totally unpractical and illogical to expect salvation from the human race. But we can expect it from God. Now let's see what God says about the wicked. And don't tell me that you've never been concerned about the triumph of injustice. You have. You've often wondered, how do people get away with what they do? Is that right? Well, in Psalm 92, God has something to say about that. Verse 7. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. That's the ultimate end of the wicked. But God says, I'm going to let the harvest ripen. You remember what he said to Abraham in Genesis 15, verse 16? He said, I'm going to give you the land of Canaan, but not for another 400 years, because the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. God waits for the harvest of iniquity to come to full ripeness. And in the earth today, the harvest of salvation and the harvest of iniquity are ripening side by side. That's an amazing thought. It's also an amazing thought that in the parable of the wheat and the tares, the same sun and the same rain that ripen the wheat ripen the tares. And God is going to deal with them when the harvest comes in. And Jesus said, the harvest is the end of the age.
What powerful teaching this is. You know, I often tell people that my favorite book of the Bible is Ecclesiastes, because in that book, not only is it poetically written and beautiful and almost contains a whole theology of history all by itself, but it shows a man who has tried everything in this world. Solomon had women, he had buildings, he had money, he had property, he had knowledge, libraries, books, everything. And yet he came to the end of himself and realized that it's all about living a simple life, loving God and obeying his commandments. And you know, that really is what Derek, in a sense, is teaching us. That the prayer of desperation comes from realizing that everything in this world is ultimately going to end up empty, except what God has done, God has given us. In Ecclesiastes, we're used to reading that word vanity, you know, vanity of vanities, or this is vanity, that's vanity. But the Hebrew word really is empty. I mean, we can enjoy sports, but ultimately it's empty if we're counting on sports to fill our human hearts. We can enjoy food, but food is ultimately empty if we're counting on it to fill the hole in our soul, so to speak. And so it's out of that sense that this world apart from God is an empty and vain thing that we issue that cry of desperation. Could it be that the Church of Jesus, particularly in America, particularly in the West, is a little too self-satisfied, a little too leaning to its own resources, a little too sure of its answers and its programs? Let's issue the prayer of desperation and see a generation changed. Now, I'm delighted you joined me today, but if you haven't been able to be with me in the other segments or the other days that we've had this marvelous teaching, log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you'll be able to hear all of this series and all of the other series that we've been doing, as well as learn a lot of wonderful things about Derek Prince Ministries. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Friday, the last day of the week, as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic book, Doorway to Restoration, for only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to ask about your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.